Ready to go? Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it very much. I'd like to start just by talking about Pittsburgh for a minute. Had six really good years in Pittsburgh. I was brought in to do a job. I feel like I did that job or more. Did a lot of really good things. You know, we developed arguably the best receiver in the league. We developed arguably the best back in the league. One of the top quarterbacks in the league, consistently did a lot of really good things, scored a lot of points. So really fond of my time there. It's a place that meant a lot to me from my history. Obviously, my father played there in the 60s, worked there for a long time. So to be able to go to Pittsburgh and have six really good years was really something that I enjoyed. That being said, I'm looking forward, not back. I want to thank Dee and Jimmy Haslam, Hugh, John Dorsey for believing in me and giving me this opportunity to be a part of turning this great organization around. And, you know, it'll be a great challenge and a lot of work, but it's something that I'm really, really excited about. Excited about working with the coaches that are here, and we're at it right now. And like I said, it'll be a lot of work, but it'll pay off a bunch, and there's no feeling like it. So with that, any questions?
How would you say your offensive philosophy and Hughes match?
We're working through some of that. You know, I'm a big guy. You'll hear me say anytime you say a system to me, I'm not a system guy, so to speak. You know, I have a language and terminology that I've used for a long time that I think works. So the big change really will be that, really just a terminology. What I believe in is playing to every player's strength that you have as best you can, putting players in position to succeed, playing to their skill set. And wherever I've been, that's what I've really tried to do, whether I was a position coach, coordinator, or a head coach, try to put guys in position to succeed. And, you know, and with Hugh, you know, Hugh is a very strong offensive mind. I got a great amount of respect for him. We competed against each other. Here in the north for 6 years, we competed against each other when we were head coaches out in the AFC West. So I got a great amount of respect for him and his competitive nature and his offensive background. So you know, he'll be an awesome source to get ideas to lean on. I always say, you know, I don't care where ideas come from. You know, other coaches or players. I just want the best idea that gives us the best chance to succeed.
So where you've been, you have the big quarterback who's been successful. Was it daunting to you? You didn't take a lot of time to wait for other job offers. There's no quarterback here right now. How much of a challenge is that to fill that role?
I had some options, but this really appealed to me. The challenge aspect of it. Hugh, like I said, Mr. and Mrs. Haslam, and John, I mean, that I think there's pieces in place to be successful. And you know, I went out to Arizona as a coordinator, and Arizona hadn't had much success. A lot of people thought I was crazy for leaving Dallas when I did. But, man, it's, you know, when you're part of that turning around and having success and playing in big games, and having success in big games, there's nothing like it. You know, that's what appealed to me, you know, the challenge and the people I was going to be working alongside of.
So was it Darnold or Rosen or Mayfield or Allen?
In the process of evaluating, you know, both our players and potential players out there, so I really won't be able to answer many questions.
How exciting, though, is it that potentially there's a real nice quarterback class coming up here for the Browns to pick from?
Yeah, I mean, all those things are great. You know, when you got a couple real high picks like we do, you know, it's great opportunity. As my father always said to me, when you're picking in the top 10, Todd, you better be right most of the time. So, you know, that'll be the challenge for everybody involved.
What are the things that you look for when you are evaluating these quarterbacks?
The quarterbacks coming out?
Yeah.
You know, you're looking for highly competitive guys with the ability to weather the storms that are going to come up, you know, as a young quarterback in the league. You're looking for physical and mental toughness. You obviously, you know, you have to have an NFL-type arm. You have to have great feel and awareness, great leadership, you know, and it is a tough position to evaluate. It always has been, and there's evidence of that year in and year out across the league. But like I said, that's one of the great challenges, and I'm excited about that process.
Being on the other side for 6 years, having to play this team twice a year, and just kind of seeing through a different lens from the outside looking in, what's going to be most challenging for you now that you're on this side of the ledger as you try and get this offense really turned around?
Well, it's going to be the same challenge you always face. You know, it's going to be laying a foundation for your players to learn and be able to have some success developing players. I mean, you have to develop players in this league. And I brought up Antonio Brown. I mean, when I got there, Antonio Brown wasn't the Antonio Brown everybody knows. I mean, there was great development there. And in this league, if you don't develop players, you're probably going to fail. And, you know, I told all the coaches when we sat down and met for the first time that, you know, our job is to take the players we have and put them in the best possible chance to succeed. And not worry about a lot else. So that's really what the focus is and will be.
Will it be an adjustment, though, going from a team where you have a veteran quarterback, receiver, running back, to a team that looks like it's going to be much younger than the one you left?
Yeah, I mean, when I went to Kansas City as a head coach, they had won one game and two games and had very little success. You know, we didn't have a marquee quarterback, so to speak. You know, we signed Matt Cassel fairly early after I got there, but it's not going to be, you know, if you've been in the league for as long as I have, you know, 20 plus years, you've been through similar circumstances. And, you know, I know you all that have been here are looking at it one way, but that's not the way I'm looking at it. I mean, we're to work, like I said, and as soon as we have the players, you know, we'll be working our tails off to develop the players that we have and do the same with the players that are acquired.
I know that you, of course, study the Browns' defense when you're preparing, but have you formed an opinion on Josh Gordon and or Corey Coleman?
I'm in the process of doing that. You know, I don't want to speak too early on anything, and it is a process, and so I'm just going to respect that.
Obviously, you played Kizer a couple times this year, probably looked at him before. Just are there any general observations you have about him?
You know, I'm not really watching that side of the ball. You know, when I was in Pittsburgh, you know, we're trying to worry about Greg Williams and him throwing everything in the kitchen sink at us right out of the gate in the first game of the year. You know, those things create a lot of angst for offensive coaches. And really, like I said, you know, I worked him out. You know, I was at his workout, I should say, spent a good amount of time with him. You know, and there were a lot of appealing qualities and skills that he had. So, I'll reserve anything else to after time being spent and more time watching.
Being like a 21-year-old rookie, the situation here, what a quarterback like that, you've obviously coached a lot of guys. What did he go through, would you say?
It's tough. You know, it's really, really tough. You know, I was in Dallas. We had Drew Bledsoe. We had this young guy on that was only running Cardo named Tony Romo. And he got thrown into the mix after a few games. And I think the first game, I mean, he might have, you know, he fumbled one for a touchdown. That's why I said that mental toughness and the ability to weather the many storms that are come up is very critical to a guy that's handling the ball every snap of the game.
On some of the shorter quarterbacks, and I'm thinking specifically of a Baker Mayfield coming out at, you know, just 6-0. Do you have hard and fast rules about that, or what are your thoughts on a shorter quarterback?
Oh, I mean, there's always going to be guys that break the rules. You know, Kurt in Arizona, you know, was barely 6'2". Don't tell him I said that. You know, there's always going to be guys that break those standards or prototypes, so to speak. But, again, I think, you know, you got to go into all these, you know, whether it's evaluating your own players or others with a open mind, and really you're looking for really good football players. And if they're really good football players, they usually find a way to succeed.
How do you reconcile the success you had in Pittsburgh with the fact that they didn't want you to stay? And what's all this talk about your confrontational style, rubbing them the wrong way and all that?
I don't have a lot to say about it. You know, I do know that how I was mentored and taught early was that a coach's job is to come in and coach the players, develop the players first and foremost. And that has to be number one. And that's really how I go about business. You know, I have developed a lot of great relationships in Pittsburgh with players and staff and coaches. So, like I said, I have nothing but fond memories. You know, after sitting down and talking, it was obvious it was time for me to move on to a new challenge. And as I said, this is a big challenge, but I'm really excited about it.
You've cited John Dorsey a couple times. Did Dorsey track you to be interviewed, or was it solely Hugh's call on you ended up here?
It was my interactions were solely with Hugh until I was came to visit, but. You know, I believe that's a big part of having a chance to be successful in the NFL, that side of the building. And I've known John a long time, and that obviously, as I said, was one of the reasons that this job really appealed to me. After getting to spend some time with the Haslams, I mean, those are three big areas for me.
Is there any concern about working with you or for you because he's been that play caller his whole career and kind of seemed a little bit hesitant to give it up?
No, not at all. I mean, he wasn't hesitant at all with me. We had great conversations right out of the gate. And, you know, I worked for Ken Wisenhunt in Arizona who had been a play caller. So, you know, those are all just things that you have to deal with in these positions. But, you know, I'm excited about it. You know, that's, like I said, that's another guy that's been around a long time to talk to and to bounce things, ideas or thoughts off of and get information.
In your experience over the years, have you found that especially young quarterbacks can significantly improve their accuracy from one year to the next? And I'm specifically thinking of like a Deshaun Kizer.
I think it takes time. You know, in this day and age of the spread offense being played in college and most of these guys, that's all they've played. You know, whether it's Pop Warner or middle school, high school, it's spread offense across the board. So I think the further you move with those being the circumstances, you see that it takes time. And you know, if you act or react too quickly making decisions, you know, you could regret it. So I think the key is to be patient and continue to develop and work with all guys playing that position, because it does take time. You know, most of them, you know, when I go to the combine and you ask a guy to make a huddle call, they have not made a huddle call in grade school, high school, college. Never got in the huddle and had to spit out a call, which, you know, the majority of the NFL is doing a good about amount of time. So there's a lot to learn. It's never going to happen overnight.
John Dorsey said that you're a good evaluator of talent. how much did the opportunity to have some input in the quarterback decisions here make this attractive? I mean, was that a factor for you?
No, everywhere I've been, I've always had, most coaches have had some level input, and then I think those guys determine the ones that can evaluate and the ones that are better just coaching. But, I that's a big thing to me just because, the house I grew up in. You know, my dad was a scout, a personnel director for a long, long time. I went to, college all-star games with him, miss school and go to bowl games and things like that. So he's always been a great resource for me, but has helped. And I started in that area in the scouting side of it. So it's something that I just, even as a coach, believe in maybe even more than some other guys that haven't had that background.
So you would expect to go along the scouting trail if they look for a new quarterback?
Again, I'm in the process of coaching coaches. And that's as important as anything in laying this foundation that we need to lay. So we'll get to that, and it's probably time's moving faster than I want it to.
Todd, what are the key things when you go into a situation and been losing so much? You mentioned your Kansas City experience, coming here, just trying to get out of that rut. What would be kind of some key things?
I think it's just fundamentals. Like I said, you got to build a good foundation. The players have to believe in you, that you are putting them in the best position to succeed. And sometimes there's factors outside of your control, just from a talent standpoint and things like that. But I think if the players you have believe you're getting them better every day and developing their skill set and their ability to play and then putting them in a position to succeed, you'll have guys that start to believe, and it does take some time, but it's a mentality. But I don't think you sit around and talk about the past. We'll be moving forward and trying to figure out ways to win games.
You mentioned Greg. Do you guys have a relationship?
Yeah, I've known Greg for a long time. Not, like on a friendly basis, but he's always went out of his way, even when I was a young coach, to be nice, and come up and speak to me, and after a game or something like that. And obviously having to compete against him, he's a pain in the butt. I know he's ultra competitive, as I said. When you had to prepare to play against Greg Williams' coach team, you knew you were going to see a lot of different variables, and that creates angst, and it's going to be an aggressive group. I'm really excited about that because, that'll make us better offensively.
Philosophy of running the ball, please. You have Le'Veon Bell there just crushing everybody. talk about the emphasis you place on that.
I think you have to run the ball, and the key is you have to run the ball when the other team knows you're going to run it. As far as an overall philosophy, I'll do whatever gives us the best chance to win. And I think you saw that over the past 6 years. There were games we threw it 45 times to win and games we ran it 35 times to win. Whatever gives us the best chance to win, that's what we're doing. If we need to make adjustments, we'll make adjustments. We'll play to our strengths. We may be Kansas City. We led the league in rushing 1 year, and that was definitely a strength of ours. So, we were handing it off a bunch. So until I know exactly what we have and who our players are all going to be, that'll remain a question mark, because I'm going to always do what gives us the best chance to win. In this division, you better be able to run the ball, at some point in games when they know you're going to run it, whether it's running out the clock when you have a three-point lead or having to run it because the weather's bad and it's snowing sideways or whatever your variables are.
A couple more?
As far as, Jimmy Haslam and you and all those things, but when you look at the offensive side of the roster here, what pieces really excite you that are already here?
Again, I'm in that process of evaluation, and I don't want to quick answer any of that, out of respect for everybody involved, myself included. So I'm just going to reserve some of those till a later date when I feel like I know what I'm talking about fully.
Todd,
Todd, given the success that you had in Pittsburgh and the points you're in, the numbers you have put up, are you surprised how it ended?
You know, I hate this phrase, but it is what it is. Like I said, I'm looking forward. This is a really exciting challenge, and I think be really great to be part of helping turn this great organization around with a rich history. Having grown up in Pittsburgh, you know, I hated the Browns, but I liked a bunch of players a lot. Sam Ratigliano befriended me years ago, and I get excited every time I get a little note from him, because on the front it's him and Brian Sipe. Obviously Jim Brown, I've heard stories from my dad about him trying to tackle him. You know, it's a rich history. I think the fans are tremendous. You know, the times that I've ever been in here, whether it was Kansas City or with the Steelers, I think it's a great crowd, and all I can visualize is what it'll be like when we're winning games.
Did you ever look at them the last couple of years, especially 1-31, and feel any empathy or feel sorry for them?
No. No, not in this business.
When Bruce Arians went through the Pittsburgh experience, it left a healthy edge on his shoulder when it came to playing the Steelers. But given your history with your dad, do you have that same?
I always want to beat whoever we're playing. Yeah. Blood is thicker than water. I say, you know, everybody always asks me, you know, we had Steelers stuff stocked up for 6 years, and people are amazed that when you go somewhere else, you put it in a box and see who wants it.
A chance to talk to Joe Thomas since he took the job, and just what are your thoughts on him and how much are
yeah, I've run into him in the weight room a few times, and obviously I got a great deal of respect for him, you know, and what he's done through his career. But we haven't had any real specific conversations. I've just let him know what I've thought about him. You know, we had a young left tackle that really looked up to him and tried to work on a lot of the similar techniques and things that he used. So we just have had some basic conversations like that.
You lobby for him to give you another year?
That'll be up to him, but obviously, you know, he's been a very good player for a long time.
Culture is something that gets talked
One more
about,
here.
You know, especially here with the losing and that. You as a coach, philosophically, you know, what is your philosophy when it comes to culture? You know, what is that to you as a coach, and how do you instill that in a group that has had to deal with a negative culture?
Like I said, I've been there. You know, I've been in that situation multiple times, and really you got to just rely on your beliefs and the way that you've been taught through the years. But it's, you know, come out, work hard, make sure the players understand you're giving them a chance to succeed. And if you do that, you know, they're generally a pretty good response. And you know, teach them how to play smart football. And because, you know, obviously there were a lot of close games last year here. And if you can turn those in your direction, you know, you'll start to create the kind of culture you're looking for.